as the dollar loses value, the value of things that you cannot or will not be able to purchase with the dollar continues to rise. This is a really important principle of natural abundance, is that you actually can't achieve natural abundance through currency. Let me give you a specific example of that. If you grow your own food, for example, which is harnessing the gifts of Mother Nature, the gifts of creation, the gifts of plants that create all of these natural phytonutrients that can help prevent cancer and protect your neurology and boost your longevity and boost your immune function, etc. You literally cannot go to any store and buy those same fresh foods or superfoods. And what I mean by that is not in the same high potency form. Yes, you can buy dried foods. I mean, even my company sells freeze-dried broccoli sprouts, for example. They are fantastic. They have lots of sulforaphane captured in them, but even though they're the best in the world, in my view, because of, you know, all our due diligence and so on, they're not as good as broccoli sprouts that you sprout yourself. Why? Well, if you know about how sulforaphane is actually created, it's not in the broccoli sprouts until you break the cell walls by chewing it or grinding it and releasing this enzyme called myrosinase that combines with a nutrient in the broccoli called glucoraphanin. When those two combine, they instantly produce sulforaphane. That only happens when you chew it, or when you freeze it, or when you grind it. And then the sulforaphane has to be captured because it oxidizes within hours. You either have to freeze dry it, capture the molecules, or you have to drink it, consume it yourself, capture the molecules. See, you can't buy that. I mean, yeah, you can buy an inferior form. The broccoli sprouts that are freeze-dried, like we sell, that is inferior to the fresh broccoli sprouts. So the most potent abundance that is possible to acquire is the abundance that comes directly from Mother Nature and not through fiat currency. Fiat currency is a poor shadow. It's a shadow copy, or a lousy attempted copy of abundance, but it can't actually give you the things that matter. Let me give you another example of this really important principle. And by the way, I'm sorry about the background noise. I'm in my big diesel truck, actually moving heavy equipment that's related to my topic here, which is about power, electricity. So you might think that you can always just purchase electricity with dollars or euros or whatever your currency is. That is not true when the power grid fails. When the power grid goes down, or when there are rolling blackouts because the grid is overstressed, because too many data centers are connected to it, and they've prioritized the data centers over, you know, the people, which is exactly what's happening, then all the money in the world can't turn the power grid back on to your house. You're still sitting in the dark. You still have no refrigeration, no air conditioning, no local compute, etc., if you're dependent on the grid. So the important recognition in this is that energy comes from the sun. Even through the power grid, all of that energy from the power grid originally came from the sun, whether it's fossil fuels or natural gas or wind or solar, etc. It all came from the sun, one way or another. Natural law of the universe, right? But you can harvest power directly from the sun yourself, and you can bypass the power grid, and you can bypass the currency, and you can harvest that energy without paying any taxes to the federal government and without spending any ongoing dollars. And you do that through solar panels, solar installation with batteries. And batteries, which have sucked for a long time, they are now becoming very capable, very mature, much more affordable. And even batteries work on the laws of physics, which are based on the laws of the universe. So battery chemistry that stores energy is something that yeah, you have to acquire it with dollars one time for the hardware. But after that, you know, the electrons charge and discharge and move through the batteries at no cost to you, you know, and you're not paying taxes on that at all. You are bypassing the entire dollar system. And I think that wise people today are realizing that really the primary purpose of dollars or currency is to purchase the infrastructure that allows you to produce the things that currency can't buy, the things that currency can never buy, like homegrown superfood nutrition fresh out of your garden, or, you know, power independence, power sovereignty. Another good example of that is open source AI. So running AI locally is cognition sovereignty. See, AI is becoming incredibly capable, and it is, I mean, I can't go a day without using AI 100 times on all my different projects, and it's writing code, and it's fixing bugs, and it's doing research, and it's creating graphics and all kinds of things. I use it constantly now, every day, multiple engines. That's one of the reasons why I'm sort of productive, is because I'm augmented by AI. Now, a lot of the AI I use is running locally, which means I'm using my own local power, my own local hardware. And that way I can run whatever models I want. There's no censorship, there's no guardrails, there's no refusals, and there's no surveillance. So I can talk to my local AI agents about, let's say, the depopulation agenda or the dangers of mRNA vaccine jabs or what have you. And I'm not going to get refusals for that, which is what happens with, you know, centralized, censored, controlled, hosted AI. But in order to run AI locally, you have to have power. And you see, by cutting off power abundance to people all across America, what's actually happening is they're cutting off access to local AI at the same time. And remember that you can't use local AI if you don't have electricity. So one of the ways that they are starving people of access to local cognition that they, the establishment, cannot control, is by hogging all of the power for their AI data centers to serve the technocrats, while depriving you of the reliable, affordable electricity that you would need to run local AI models. And remember that the data centers are hogging some amount of water and land and electricity, plus they're taking up really the entire global supply chain of high bandwidth memory and GPUs as well, at least the server versions of GPUs. So they are taking all the resources for themselves and leaving you with relatively nothing to be able to run your life, to be able to live off grid, to be able to experience the natural abundance that would come from funneling power through machine cognition in order to be a research assistant, for example, or to help you be a better communicator with, you know, images or graphics or video production, things like that. So understand there is a stranglehold being placed on the things that human beings need in order to be abundant and also to be healthy. So let's talk about the food supply. The food supply is deliberately made nutritionally depleted. It is deliberately heavily processed so that all the nutrients virtually are taken out of the grains like wheat. They take away the wheat germ. They take away the healthy oils. They take away the, you know, the nucleic acids, the proteins, all these things that normally would be found in whole grain wheat. Instead, you get this processed white flour garbage that's nothing but empty carbohydrates, and then they combine that with high fructose corn syrup, etc. This is all being done on purpose. Creates the illusion of food abundance, but since it isn't nutritious food, it's just the shadow of abundance, and that's why I've called it shadow food. Remember, we're living in a shadow economy with shadow medicine that is fake medicine pretending to be real medicine, and you're paying for the shadow medicine with shadow money, which is the fake fiat currency that also pretends to be money, but isn't really, because it doesn't hold value, which is one of the prerequisites of money. The very definition of money, it has to hold value. So the powers that be want you to be a person who has no access to nutrition, no access to cognition, no access to independent off-grid power, no access to compute, no access to knowledge, no access to real science, no access to actual real medicine, which would be natural medicine, etc. That's the way they want it, because they don't want you to live an abundant life. I want you to live an abundant life. That's why I'm recording these. And that's why you can find more recordings at abundance.church. But you'll realize that the way to achieve abundance is not to work through the system of centralized control. You don't achieve health by taking more pharmaceuticals and taking more jabs and visiting more doctors. That is impossible. Just like you can't achieve wealth by collecting more dollars. Get it? You can't. Because dollars cannot buy the things that truly represent wealth. And I haven't even included things like a sense of purpose or love or meaning or innovation, discovery, creativity. You know, these are all important things that define quality of life or, you know, privacy, health. And you can't buy health with dollars, no matter how many doctors you try to visit. It doesn't work that way. You can't buy unlimited, uncensored machine cognition, no matter how many dollars you spend, because the systems are contrived against you. They are censored. They are guardrailed on purpose. They are dumbed down, and they surveil you, mass surveillance on purpose. So what are dollars good for? Well, dollars, if you think about it, dollars work within the centralized system of control to pay the electric bill, for example, if you're getting your electricity from the power grid, which most of us are. Dollars will work to buy the shadow food. Dollars can work to pay the shadow doctors for the shadow medicine. Dollars can buy vehicles. They can buy land. That's a very good use for dollars. Trade them for land. And most importantly, dollars can still purchase gold and silver, which are real money that can be used to trade for other things that also hold value, such as land or, you know, solar panels or vehicles or businesses or, you know, energy wells for that matter. Gold and silver can purchase things that matter, and gold and silver will hold value. But gold and silver exist outside the shadow money system. That's why most people own no gold and no silver whatsoever. It's actually quite astonishing. And I want to repeat something I just said. You will never find abundance by working through the centralized system of control, because it is a shadow system by definition. It will sell you fake promises of health with pharmaceutical ads. It will sell you fake promises of riches by claiming if you buy these stocks, the stocks are going to go up, etc. It will sell you all these false promises of freedom or fun or entertainment or whatever. You know, watch these shows, take these vacations, be entertained, damn it. You know, that's the message. But those are not the things that count as real abundance. Here's another example. The integrity of your genetic code, especially if you're a young person and you're hoping to start a family one day or have more children. What is the value of an intact genetic code in your sperm or your eggs? What's the value of that? Well, you can't put a value on it. It's priceless. You can't buy it back if you've suffered genetic damage. And the genetic damage is inflicted on us constantly through even non-ionizing radiation exposure, such as 5G cell towers or high voltage power lines, EMFs, electropollution, etc. Yes, those cause DNA damage indirectly through the creation of peroxynitrite, which is a very dangerous reactive oxygen species, or one variety of that, that can cause, it can sever your chromosomes. I'm doing a whole course on that very point, actually, genetic protection and genetic repair. Well, people who protect their genetic code through nutrition And also, and by the way, sunscreen won't protect you from skin cancer. Sunscreen actually causes skin cancer, which causes genetic mutations. I mean, that's what leads to the skin cancer. So you can't buy lotions and creams. You can't buy enough cosmetics in the world to cover up turbo aging, which is caused by genetic mutations that are not repaired. And the reason they're not repaired is because a person is lacking the proper nutrition to support their DNA repair systems. Again, you can't just go to the grocery store and buy all the things that will repair your DNA. You have to have knowledge. And then you have to know what to buy, certain specific things. And also, you have to know what to grow, because you can grow many of these things yourself. Certain things you have to buy, like the microalgae, chlorella, spirulina, astaxanthin. Those three are the most powerful DNA protection and DNA repair raw materials for your body. And even I don't even try to grow. I don't have a microalgae pool in my backyard, you know. That's not going to work. So those things you do have to buy, and that's where money can be useful. But understand what you're actually buying is something that itself is priceless, or leading to a priceless condition, which is intact genetic code in your body. When you have intact genetic code, then you have something that cannot be purchased, and something that also you can't even give to anybody. You can't give it away, even if you wanted to. And so no one else can give it to you, and no one can take it from you. That's something that you earn, and it's something that you keep, and it's something that has value across multiple generations if you're about to reproduce and have children, because they will have intact genetic code. They will be fertile. They will be able to reproduce. You can't put a price tag on the genetic potential for the future of human civilization. And again, you can't buy that. That is something you have to earn, and it's something you have to learn. You learn it, and then you earn it, and then you take action and you make it real in your life, and then you experience natural abundance as a result. In this case, genetic abundance, or reproductive abundance, if that's what you're planning to do, you know, having children, etc., or grandchildren one day, you know. This crosses multiple generations, so it's a very big deal. So keep all of this in mind. When we talk about abundance, most people think about money, or actually they think about currency. That is shadow money. It's not even real. It's what, the full faith and credit of the Federal Reserve? I mean, the dollar doesn't even say it's from the Treasury. It says it's a Federal Reserve note. It's a debt instrument from the Federal Reserve. It's not, by definition, it's not even money. People are collecting those debt notes and they think they're rich while their health is collapsing, or while their freedom is dissolving, or while their genetic code is being inflicted with DNA lesions that go unrepaired because they live on a junk food diet. They don't know how to take care of their own health, you know? Natural abundance is available to everyone through sunlight, through foods, through nutrition, through your actions, through compassion, through love, through creative expression. These are the things that really, really matter in life. And if you're focused on the moolah and the dollars, you're wasting your life, and you need to shift your focus to the things that matter. So if you want to hear more podcasts on the subject of natural abundance, you can find them at abundance.church. That's my Church of Natural Abundance website, which is at this point just lectures like this one about the principles of natural abundance. And by the way, the church is not limited to one specific religion or denomination. It is universal. It's a universal philosophy of natural abundance that is part of the fabric of the cosmos, and that you can tap into just by choosing to do so. So you can check out more lectures and sermons there. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com, or you can hear my other commentary and interviews on topics way beyond this, economics, politics, technology, etc., at brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. You can now register to watch my new free course, Unbreakable, at geneticsurvival.com. And if you go to that website right now, it'll click you over to BrightU, where you can register to watch the course for free.
Unbreakable, Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. Now, this is the single most comprehensive and most important course I've ever made available, I've ever assembled. I did a tremendous amount of research. It's over 20 hours of audio, and it's fully illustrated. So let me show you one of the slides that's actually part of this course. If you look at this slide right now, this is just one of the hundreds of illustrations. This one, targeted dietary strategies for enhancing genetic repair. As this slide shows you there, you have parsley and celery, which are really strong natural sources of a molecule called apigenin that's really supportive of NAD plus production, which is part of the energy for your DNA repair. And you know, this is just one slide of hundreds. And in this course, you will learn exactly which foods, which nutrients, including some foods that you can grow yourself at home. One of them you can just grow in a mason jar as sprouts. And it contains a very powerful nutrient that helps you repair genetic damage. Now, for me, even as a nutritionist, as the health ranger, this course was a breakthrough, even researching it and learning and finding out some of the secrets that I didn't even know. And also some of the pitfalls, if you don't repair your genetic damage, if you allow these DNA lesions to persist, then there are three main bad things that will happen. One is turbo cancer, because unrepaired DNA, like here, let me show you on this model, because unrepaired DNA damage, those can be DNA lesions, they can be translocations, excisions, etc., or additions, adductions, lots of things. If they are unrepaired and then your cell divides, now you can have cancer and you can have a tumor that starts growing, because it can even suppress, DNA damage can suppress the genes that suppress cancer tumor growth. If those genes get turned off because of the damage from even 5G exposure or ionizing radiation exposure or chemical exposure or spike protein suppression or many other things, then you'll start growing tumors like crazy. That's called turbo cancer. If you don't repair your DNA, you'll get turbo cancer. You'll also get immune system collapse, and you'll get accelerated aging. You'll just start to look much older, much more quickly than you should. But if you repair your DNA, and again, I teach you how to do that for free at geneticsurvival.com. If you repair your DNA, then you're going to age normally in a healthy fashion. You're going to look much younger than somebody who has accelerated aging, right? You're going to have intact DNA. You're going to have better reproduction, because some of these traits, the DNA damage is heritable. It affects your germ cells. So if you ever want to have children who are themselves able to have children, then you need to learn the information in this course to repair DNA damage before it gets passed on. And there are also some very simple nutritional approaches and some specific protections against even ionizing radiation fallout and radioisotopes like iodine-131, cesium-137, strontium-90, or isotopes of plutonium and uranium. And all those different radioisotopes can emit either gamma or beta radiation or alpha particles that are internal emitters if you inhale them. I can teach you how to defend yourself against all those things. This is well documented, actually. It's well reflected in the biochemistry literature, medical literature, physics literature, etc. I had hundreds of AI agents scour the entirety of human knowledge of science and nutrition, like literally scouring over 100 million science papers, to pull together the information that I have condensed into this 20-hour illustrated free course called Unbreakable. And you can register for it, watch it all completely free at geneticsurvival.com. This course can save your life. It's something to watch, and it's something to share with someone who you care about. And I made it free because I want as many people as possible to learn this information, because I care about humanity. I want you to be able to have healthy children. I want you to be able to protect your own health and avoid the pitfalls of DNA damage, because we're on the verge potentially of more nuclear war or nuclear terrorism. You know, there's more 5G towers and electro pollution and forms of non-ionizing radiation that will still produce highly reactive molecules in your blood, like peroxynitrite, for example, that can cause permanent DNA damage in your cells. But again, there are simple nutritional solutions. that can protect you against both the damage and that can encourage and accelerate your body's natural repair technology. It's a nanotechnology that you were born with. But in order for that nanotech to work, to repair your own genes, you have to have the right minerals. You have to have the right nutrients. For example, one of those minerals is zinc. And yet the vast majority of people are deficient in zinc. And so they can't repair the genetic damage, even though they have the technology for it. They don't have the coenzyme factors like zinc that are necessary for that repair machinery to be able to function. So check it out again. It's called Unbreakable: Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. It's completely free. It's over 20 hours. It's fully illustrated. I recorded the entire course myself. I really enjoyed presenting this course. It's the most important thing I've ever put together, and I think you'll find tremendous benefits from it. You'll love the course. You'll learn a lot, and it's life-saving information, and it's free. So check it out at geneticsurvival.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.